SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Olivia Diorio. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. Last week, we heard about freedom of speech. It's a fundamental human right, even though it's not explicitly protected in Australia. On the other hand, mis and disinformation is a serious issue, and it's been labelled the biggest global risk right now. So, how can we fight misinformation without impacting our right to free speech? Social media allows people from anywhere at any time to share whatever they want, assuming you have an electronic device and an internet connection. It allows for an interconnected world, but it also means false information can be shared further and faster than ever, and we know this causes division, distrust, and other kinds of serious harm.
I am extremely worried about the next few decades. I mean, look, we are a civilization that has suddenly been given a nuclear weapon of information in the form of social media and having supercomputers in our pockets, and that's about to have artificial intelligence dolloped onto it, like pouring gasoline on a fire.
That's creator and host of the podcast Uncomfortable Conversations, Josh Zepps. Being vocal about freedom of speech, he's concerned about misinterpreting the sharing of ideas as mis and disinformation.
The reality is that if you're going to live in a big, diverse, pluralistic, multi-ethnic society, at any given point in time, you're going to have to wrestle with a bunch of ideas that some cohort of that society is going to find offensive or insulting. And some of that will border on misinformation or disinformation.
He urges caution. Considering the question about regulating mis and disinformation online depends upon who gets to decide what ideas are out of bounds.
We all know that's a rhetorical question to some extent because we know who gets to decide. The elites get to decide. University educated, generally socially progressive, generally white people, people like me, basically, get to write the rules about what everybody else can and can't say.
Instead, we need to first understand just how these tech companies operate.
At the moment, they're just black boxes, so I would be aggressive about regulating openness and requiring us to have access to the research that social media companies are doing about what kinds of content the algorithms are nudging us towards, what impact that has on our attention, and what impact that has on the quality of speech that is circulating online.
Digital platforms should be regulated just like any other consumer-facing sector. They should be liable for the harms they cause.
That's Executive Director of Reset Tech, Alice Dawkins.
Reset Tech Australia is a policy and research organisation aiming to make digital platforms more accountable and prevent harm to Australians online.
The organisation engages with social media platforms around the world. Well, at least attempts to engage with them.
We ask for data and they do not provide the data. Platform engagement in this country with public interest organisations such as ours is practically entirely voluntary.
She says Australia needs new laws to regulate what's shared on social media.
So we're in this awkward situation in Australia. Government is moving rather slowly on digital platforms, but ultimately you need overarching legal obligations that set pretty clearly what we're expecting platforms to do in this country. And if they fail on those promises, there should be meaningful enforcement that can happen through courts, for example.
Alice says she can understand why people might think this kind of regulation would be an attack on freedom of expression.
The misinformation problem is often seen as, oh, well, you know, we've got to pull those crazy posts off the internet because, you know, Auntie Jo's spewing some fake news, right? Like that's often how it's framed, and that's why people have such a visceral response when they hear that there might be regulation over it.
But she says the real issue we need to tackle isn't what you or I post online, it's the overall reliability of digital platforms like Facebook or X.
The common thread are various quite powerful systems within platforms control that are operated with varying levels of sort of efficacy and interest in providing good and reliable information, because that's not how they make money at the end of the day.
Figuring out how to fight misinformation within such a rapidly changing environment, that is social media platforms, is looking like it will take time. And attempts already have proven to be not so successful in Australia.
The Human Rights Commission said in a submission, there's a real risk that efforts to combat online misinformation and disinformation by foreign actors could be used to legitimise attempts to restrict public debate, censor unpopular opinions, and enforce ideological conformity in Australia.
Human Rights Commissioner Lorraine Finlay says misinformation and disinformation needs to be clearly defined in order to move forward.
It's actually false information and not just an opinion that we disagree with. So we need to make sure that any laws that aim to restrict or stop mis- and disinformation actually target that and aren't just used as an excuse to censor opinions that we disagree with. So we need to both protect people from false information, but also make sure we're protecting freedom of speech at the same time.
This episode was produced and presented by Olivia Diorio. To find out more, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.